FM 92.1, The Sound Alternative.
So over the past few months in India, it's been found that the groundwater level has been falling due to continuous drought spells. In North Karnataka and neighbouring areas of Maharashtra and Telangana, the water level has fallen as low as 800 feet, which is roughly 240 metres. This lack of water has made times difficult for farmers as they struggle to get the water they need for their produce. Fortunately, in some places, rainwater harvesting is being used as an alternative means of obtaining water. Today in the studio, we are joined with Shazar Robinson, a retired health professional who spends 6 months a year in Hubballi, creating awareness among farmers about bore wall recharging through rainwater. And today she's here to tell us more. Hi, how are you going?
Hi, Fiona. Good, thanks.
So could you tell us a little bit more about how what the water level has managed to fall so low?
Well, it's a compounding problem, really, and it's been going on for years. But the farmers are growing very water-hungry crops, and because of that, they're pulling too much water out of the underground water table and not putting it back. That, compounded with drought, means that there's a huge water problem in India.
So I can assume that this has impacted farmers and communities quite a lot.
Oh, definitely. You know, we talk about migration from war zones, but when you look at the migration in India from the rural areas to the city, it's massive. And actually, that's how I got into the water harvesting in the beginning, because I started working out with kids at an orphanage about 9 years ago. And then I started going, well, how come there's so many orphan kids? How come there's so many kids on the street in India? And that took me right back to the village, where I saw that the real problem was the fact that the farmers were in huge debt because of the water problem, and they were migrating to the city, and then the kids end up in the slums, on the street, and so on. So I had to take another look at what I was really doing and get back to the root cause of things.
So you've been spending a lot of time in Hubballi, which is a city in northern Karnataka, creating awareness about bore well recharging. Could you tell us a bit more about what bore well recharging is?
Well, the farmers are drilling a lot of bore wells, obviously, looking for the water. And what happens once they've drilled the bore well is they pull the water, and then they end up only getting maybe a little bit of water every day, not enough, or the bore well goes dry. So the man that I work with, he's a young Indian guy who started a charity there working with the farmers. He devised a way to put the monsoonal rain back into the water table using the bore well. So we build a pond and then we direct the water that comes into the pond back into the bore well and send it back into the water table. So the following season, the farmer will have water in his bore well. The following dry season, farmer has water in his bore well again.
Has it been quite effective using this method?
Absolutely. The people I work with we've done more than 1,300 bore wells right throughout India, not only in Karnataka, but also Maharashtra, Telangana, other areas as well. We move around a lot. I travel a lot when I'm there.
It sounds like you've been traveling a lot, doing lots of different community and volunteer sort of jobs.
Yeah, since I retired, actually. Retired? What's that?
So what's the difference between bore well charging and rainwater harvesting?
It is rainwater harvesting. It's just one method. You know, yeah. You can take water from the roof and put it in a tank. That's rainwater harvesting. You can collect it in a pond. That's another form. What we do is put it back into the water table.
Have you seen much of an impact using this method in the water level?
Absolutely. If there is rain, even two or three fillings of that fairly small pond that we build, that will recharge the bore well enough for the farmer to have water the following season.
So are there any other ways that you or other people have been looking to help improve the water level, or is this the main method that you've been going with for a
while? This is the mode that we are specialised in, but we also build what they call their farm ponds, which here they're called dams, you know, small dams for the farmer. But you need to understand that Indian farmers usually only have 1.5 to 5 acres. You know, there's no, the farms like we have here are just, they don't exist.
Hmm. So you're an advisor consultant with the Hubballi-based Soundkalpa Rural Development Society, an organisation who's involved a lot with the bore well recharging. How did you first get involved with them?
Well, I worked with the kids. I worked with the shelter for the kids near Pune, near Mumbai. And at that time, I was looking for a solution for their water problems because it was really dry there. And I met the man who I'm now working with at that time. He came and did a recharge system for us at the shelter. And after some time, I decided that I would go and work more fully with him. So that's the process that happened.
So what does your role entail?
Oh, I do anything that comes across my desk. I've redone their whole website. I do all their social media. I do videos. I write proposals. I even write budgets. My goodness, that's incredible because I'm not very good at maths. But I put my hand to anything that happens. And right now, what I'm doing back here, because it was really hot for a while and I don't like the hot season there, it's a bit difficult to live there at that time. I'm now nearly ready to go back to India, but I'm doing a fundraiser on Friday night. We're having a turning wine into water, so we've had some fabulous donations of wine. Bass Felix, Piero have donated wine to us, and we're selling tickets to this event, and people will come, drink some wine, eat Indian food that I'm cooking tomorrow, and have a really nice evening. So hoping to raise enough money to do 20 bore wells for 20 farmers. So that's going to make a big difference.
That sounds like it will make a big difference, especially if it's got such a big ripple effect to the kids end up being on the streets and things like that. Do you have many people from Australia coming over with you to help with this, or is it just you by yourself?
Well, essentially it's me by myself. But when I was working at the shelter for the kids, we got a lot of Australians because I was running journeys at that time. I would take people over to show them the shelter, to take them to the shelter, to take them to the farms, to take them to the rural areas. And so I'm actually going to do another one of those journeys, and that will happen in January. So when we do that type of journey, we don't go to the tourist spots. What we do is we go to the villages. We go to see what we've been doing. So that builds a group of, if you like, ambassadors for water. And that's what I'm really interested in. I'm really interested in changing the way we see water. You know, it's really easy for us. Here we turn on the tap, we get a drink of water, we have a shower, everything like that. Many places in India, people have to walk a couple of kilometres during the dry season with their bucket or their container on their head and walk back to their village or to their place of living with their water. And water is incredibly restricted. So I'm looking really to shift that. And that's not just India, that's many places. And of course it's here also in Australia, where many of our farmers are suffering really badly from drought. So all of us need to become water aware.
That's one of the big things, especially with all the droughts going on over there and occasionally over here as well. When you go over to India and you create awareness of this type of method that can be used to help restore some of the water level, do you find that most farmers are keen to get on, or is there like a little bit of hesitance trying to go to this new method?
Look, everybody in this time wants instant fix. And many people also have been trained to go, well, the government should help us, you know. Now, hang on a minute. Actually, we have to help ourselves. It doesn't matter which country we live in. We need to step up and help ourselves. So it's encouraging the farmer to, because we don't just give it out as a handout. We pay half the cost, and then he or she will give the other half of the cost in materials or labour. So they have to contribute. And yeah, of course, there are many people that just go, oh, we don't know if it works. But more and more we can show them, oh, look, here it worked. Look, this farmer is having success. And that's part of my job, is producing those materials that we can show farmers this is working so they can see it. Yeah. But you can do that on your smartphone. You can do that on your computer, you know. It's really useful having those tools.
No, that sounds great. So lastly, you mentioned that you travelled through lots of different villages creating awareness for these bore well recharging, and you've got that event coming up this Friday. What other sort of things are you doing in Australia to bring awareness for people to come help?
Well, massive social media stuff, and it's not just Australia. You know, I've got connections all over the place. But essentially, I'm really wanting people to come to India with me because it's a journey that you will never forget, for 1 minute, you'll never forget it. And you have an experience which is just incredible because it's really different to what you would get if you're looking at India through a tour bus window. We have tea with the villagers. We go and walk through the fields. We go and look at what we've done. We go and see where the money that we put our hand in our pocket to donate is actually being spent. And so that way is really useful because then people get really excited about it and they feel, you know, if you step up and you give back, it shifts also your life. It really shifts stuff in your life. I'm a different person these days to what I was 20 years ago. Of course, we all are. But that contribution aspect of giving, you think, oh, you're such a good person. No, wait a minute. What you get when you give is indescribable, really. And I try to encourage a lot of people to do that so they can have that understanding of the change and the shift it makes in your life when you start to live outside of your own little, you know, lunchbox, if you like.
A little bubble that we all sort of live in. Well, that definitely does sound like an experience of a lifetime. Thank you so much for coming in today and telling us more about the work you've been doing in India about borewell chargings.
Thank you.
So that was Shazar Robinson telling us more about rainwater harvesting in India and the impact of it in areas where the water level has dramatically fallen. If you want to re-listen to this interview or any of the interviews on today's show, head on over to RTRFM 92. Well, we're on RTRFM 92.1, but head on over to rtrfm.com.au, where not only can you listen live, but you can catch up on all the other shows that you might have missed or ones that you might want to get into.